Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 139, beginning at verse 1. O Lord, you have examined my heart and know everything about me. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my thoughts even when I'm far away. You see me when I travel and when I rest at home. You know everything I do. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it, Lord. You go before me and follow me. You place your hand of blessing on my head. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too great for me to understand. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the grave, you are there. If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell in the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I could ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night. But even in darkness, I cannot hide from you. To you, the night shines as bright as day. Darkness and light are the same to you. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me. O God, if only you would destroy the wicked. Get out of my life, you murderers. They blaspheme you. Your enemies misuse your name. O Lord, shouldn't I hate those who hate you? Shouldn't I despise those who oppose you? Yes, I hate them with total hatred, for your enemies are my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. Lord, thank you for being our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. Thank you for being the wonderful and blessed Heavenly Father that you are. Lord, thank you for the fact that you're such a big God, such a great God, such a mighty and wonderful Heavenly Father. You made each and every human being that lives today, that has ever existed, and you made them intricately and special. All for your glory. Lord, thank you for the fact that every baby is precious. Every baby has a plan, an eternal plan from you for their lives. And you've called us as the church to stand boldly for life and against the tragedy of abortion. Stir us as the church to be the faithful church standing for life that you have called us to be individually and collectively. And thank you for the works of the ministries you've called us to get involved in, to plug into, and help us to faithfully be about your business with regards to the issue of life. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for being such a good God. Father, thank you so much for making man in your own image. Thank you so much for the value that you give us. And Father, thank you so much for showing us how we're supposed to love by loving us first. And Father, I ask that you would grow us more and more to walk in your likeness, loving each other as you have loved us. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We are continuing in the midst of our week in which we're partnering with the National Ministry Preborn here at American Family Radio. We want to continue to remind you that sadly, abortion has continued to be the leading cause of death in the U.S. and in the world. Over 66 million babies whose lives have been tragically lost since Roe v. Wade. And sadly, with the abortion pill now accounting for over 60% of all abortions, babies' lives are even, in a sense, at greater risk. In the midst of this awful tragedy, there's something you and I all can do about it. One of the ways we can partner with ministers that are doing this kind of work is getting involved with the national ministry, Preborn. Preborn and American Family Radio are asking you to help us to help moms choose life, to help choose life and to save their babies. Our goal is to help save at least 4,500 babies this week. And just to remind you a little bit about Preborn, Preborn is directly working against the tragic abortion industry, and it's the largest provider of free ultrasounds in the U.S. By letting a woman see her baby on an ultrasound and hear the heartbeat, a baby's chance at life is literally doubled. And since 2007, Preborn has partnered with pregnancy clinics in the highest abortion cities and regions across the nation, providing life-saving ultrasounds. Keep in mind, your sponsorship provides mothers who choose life with maternity and baby clothes and diapers, car seats, and other items as well. So again, our encouragement is that you would get involved and help provide free ultrasounds. So keep in mind, one gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound, giving the mom the opportunity to choose life for her baby. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions. To get involved, simply call this number, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396 if you'd like to call in to pledge to help with this very important cause. Or you can donate online. Go to AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. We hope that you will prayerfully consider getting involved. We are very honored and blessed to have in studio with us today Director Sherry Murphy. She's the director of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi. Sister Sherry, how are you today?
I'm good. It's nice to be here.
Great to have you here. And also with her, too, is her husband, Pastor Jay Murphy, who's been with us before, and their daughter, Abigail, as well. All of them are pro-life warriors, amongst other things, in ministry. So we're grateful to have each of you all with us today. Sister Jay, I'm going to ask if you'll start out by, if you'll, I tell you, before we go in any other direction, would you pray for listeners to have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say? Because there are many different ways in which people can will probably be spoken to by the Spirit of God in terms of getting involved, praying for pregnancy clinics, maybe starting a pregnancy clinic, becoming an advocate one, or becoming a volunteer, or maybe a prayer partner. But would you pray for people to have ears to hear what the Lord wants to say to them today?
Sure. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, that as we're doing this broadcast, this airing, Lord, we don't know who's going to hear it, but Lord, you do. And I pray, Lord, that you just speak to the heart of that person, Lord, that you would cover them, Lord, with the things that they need to, present a culture of life, Lord. We're surrounded by so much death, and I pray, Lord, that we would present that culture of life, Lord, and be strong in it, Lord. I pray, Lord, if there's a woman who needs to choose to make a choice about a life of a baby, Lord, that you would let this speak to them, Lord, and that they would come to the realization that the life that they're holding is too precious to let go. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with those that are out there that are thinking about getting involved in the life movement, Lord, that you would just go ahead and empower them, Lord, to come and to get involved in their local CPCs, Lord, and in other organizations that would help them, Lord. I pray, Lord, that your will and way be done, Lord, that all the work of all the CPCs just be flourished, Lord, and that you would just thrive in all of it, Lord. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Sherry. Appreciate that. Would you tell our listeners now about, or like, if someone's listening and thinking to themselves, what is a pregnancy clinic? And they might be thinking, well, they must provide prenatal care or any of a number of different things. Tell our listeners, what is a pregnancy clinic?
Well, our CPC, as well as other CPCs, we are there to open the door to a mother who is maybe experiencing an unplanned or unexpected pregnancy. that mother has many options that she can choose from, but a lot of options she's not educated on. For example, their first instinct is usually abortion, but they're not educated as far as what abortion does to that mother's body, what abortion does to the baby's body, and all these things. So we're there to try to teach them what it does so that they will make a choice to choose life. We do offer parenting classes, prenatal care, birthing classes, breastfeeding classes, as well as abuse recovery, abortion recovery, and various Bible studies and things like that. One thing we try to do, that no matter who comes in the clinic, we try to share Jesus with them. I'm reminded of the story about the woman at the well. Jesus was there at the well, and the Samaritan woman came to draw water from the well. And when she did, Jesus was trying to share with her what he could give her, which was living water. And that's what we try to do at our center. We try to present Jesus to every client that comes in so that we can, first of all, hopefully win them to the Lord. And by doing so, probably affect their decision for life a whole lot greater than what we do without Jesus. Because we need Jesus in everything.
Amen. Amen. So true. So true. Well, before we go further, Pastor Murphy, I'm going to ask, would you pray for the church to grow in their understanding of the importance of them getting involved with the life issue as a whole and the support and working along with pregnancy clinics in particular?
Sure. Precious Father, Lord, we come before you today, Lord, with such a great need. Lord, we know that Roe v. Wade has ceased, but Lord, we know that abortion is still a very, very big thing in our country. And Lord, so many folks are not aware. Lord, I pray that you would help us, your church. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, to see the tremendous need here. And as Brother Joseph mentioned earlier, Lord, that now that this abortion pill is available, babies are more at risk, perhaps more so than before. And Lord, there's still such a great need. I pray that you would mobilize the church. I pray that you would set our hearts on fire for this mission, because it is indeed that. There is so much death. We live in a death culture. And Lord, I pray, help us, Lord, to have an understanding, Lord, of just how far-reaching all of this really is. I dare say that most of us know someone that has either had an abortion or been impacted by one. And Lord, it is so traumatizing to the mother. And Lord, there's just a huge need for your people to wake up and to engage in this pro-life movement. Lord, I pray, give us, Lord, eyes to see, give us ears to hear, and help us, Lord, that we would indeed share your message of life with others. Lord, it's in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Murphy. And would mention that we're coming up on a break in a few moments, and coming out of the break, we'll be listening to a selection by the Murphys, a song entitled Choose Life, which has a wonderful message, an encouraging message to encourage us as believers to do just that, what the Word of God tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, and what God commands of us, choose life. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, once again, if you wanted to get involved with the preborn campaign, along with American Family Radio, providing free ultrasounds to moms who are maybe considering seeking an abortion, a free ultrasound, your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. $140 provides five free ultrasounds. The number to call to make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to donate at AFR.net. We'll be right back.
One solution you can see, feeling like you've reached the end.
Song entitled Choose Life. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we're encouraging you to get involved with the Ministry of Preborn if you haven't already made a pledge to help provide free ultrasounds for women who are considering abortion. Again, a gift of $28 provides one woman seeking abortion a free ultrasound. $140 provides five free ultrasounds. We're hoping you'll get involved. The number to call to make a pledge, 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or go online to donate at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. We're grateful to have with us as a part of the Murphy family, of course, Abigail Murphy as well. And Abigail, you're the lead singer on the song there, right?
Yes, sir. That's right.
You have a beautiful singing voice, and praise God for the fact that you all as a family are seeking to serve the Lord on many fronts in the kingdom of God, including the life, as it relates to the life issue. Can you tell us something that's on your heart about the song and the message and why you see it as a young person, why you see this message as such a crucial one for our culture today?
Well, I think it's really important, especially for young people, because it really doesn't matter your age. The life issue has affected so many people, young people, teenagers, people my age. And we need to realize that adulthood is coming up on us quickly, and it's important to get involved even as kids, to get involved with the life issue.
Amen. Amen. Would you take a moment to pray for more young people to to get involved with their hearts and their whole lives, to just to discern God's heart and get involved in however he'd have them to.
Yes, sir. Dear Lord, we thank you, God, for all the blessings that you've given to us. Thank you, God, for your divine will and all the things that you do in each and every one of our lives, Lord. And dear God, just please be with this generation of young people today, God. Please help them to seek your truth. Help them to seek your words and not listen to the lies of the enemy that are spread all over the place. And dear God, just please help us to rise up and to have a heart for you and to seek life and to seek to save the lives of others and to preach your word and to teach your word to everyone that we come in contact with, God. Just please give us the passion for you, dear God, that we may serve you and be a generation on fire for God. And in your son's name, Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Abigail. I appreciate that. Well, Sherry, again, if someone wants to get in touch with the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center, do you have a website or a way they could get in touch with them if they needed to?
Yes, we have a website. It's www.cpcphillyms.com, or you can call us at 601-656-9712.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
phillyms.com, or either 601-656-9712.
All right. And Sherry, do you have any stories, testimonies that share and help people to better see why a ministry like the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center or most any pregnancy ministry is so critically important in our culture today?
I do. We had a client come in 2023 in August, and she was pregnant, and she was emphatic that she could not have this baby. And she said, "I'm seeking an abortion." And over and over again said, "My mother is going to kill me. My mother is going to kill me." Mm-hmm. She did not have a good family life, good home life. And she was pretty sure that her mother was going to kill her, throw her out of the house, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Not literally kill her, but,
no, but
really come down heavy on her.
Probably come down heavy on her and probably throw her out of the house and be done with her at that point. Mm-hmm. And she was afraid that she would be homeless and out on the streets pregnant with no help. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she came in and I met with her that first time. We did a pregnancy test just to verify that she was indeed pregnant. And then as we further got to talking, I sort of calmed her down a little bit as far as, you know, something does not have to be done today. You can take some time to think about it. Offered her some information about, right now in Mississippi, you cannot get an abortion from a clinic.
Legally.
Right. So that maybe that wasn't the best option for her to even think about pursuing. Mm-hmm. And then I think I worked with her for about, 4 months. Mm-hmm. She was about 5 months pregnant when she finally decided to parent her child.
And so she did decide to keep her baby.
She did. We went through all the options of adoption and, you know, what her options were if she chose to parent the child, you know, whether she would have to find somewhere else to live or what. But she then finally decided to parent the child. She still had not told her mother. Mm-hmm. And I even told her, I said, "Bring your mother up here. Mm-hmm. And we will tell her together." Mm-hmm. Her mother found out before she got a chance to do that. But, mm-hmm. Just you can't hide that forever. but she did decide to parent the child. Mm-hmm. And February of 2024, I got to hold that baby in my arms. Mm-hmm. And that was such a precious moment. And I knew that God had delivered that baby from that abortion.
Sherry, I want to ask you this question. So many times one of the huge factors in the lives of young women who find themselves expecting at a tough time is they're afraid. They're afraid. In her case, she was afraid of how her mother would react, how maybe the family, sometimes people in the community. How can you share how her mom did react when she found out?
She was actually very calm about it. amazingly mm-hmm. calm about it, which I had been praying, you know, that when we got an opportunity to actually speak to her, that she wouldn't react the way that the client had originally thought she would. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a lot of different reasons why women have abortions. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just career driven and they don't want to interrupt their lives. Sometimes it's just the fact that they know that diapers are $36 for a pack and they can't afford that. Mm-hmm. They have no job. They know they have to buy wipes and have a crib for the baby to sleep in, all these things that babies need. And they just, they're afraid. And that's why they usually end up going toward abortion.
Would you take time now to pray for women who may be in a similar situation to that young lady when she first came to you all, afraid of how her family will react, afraid of how others might react, and are just dealing with extreme fear and don't know what to do? Would you pray for those persons?
Absolutely. Well, Jesus, I pray, Lord, that you would be with the person that is in the situation of an unplanned or unexpected pregnancy. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just go ahead and prepare their hearts for what they're about to hear, Lord. I pray, Lord, they seek out a CPC close to them, Lord, and they might bring about life to this child. I pray, Lord, that you would, instead of allowing the devil to speak all sorts of lies to them, Lord, that your truth would prevail, Lord, and that through every aspect that the devil might try to deliver that lie, Lord, that it would be thwarted. I pray, Lord God, that you would just have your will and way in the precious child that they are carrying, Lord. Allow them to carry to term, Lord, and Lord, allow them to make good decisions about whether to place the child up for adoption or whether to parent the child, Lord. Let them consider all aspects so that they can give this beautiful baby the perfect life that that baby needs and deserves. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the life you've given us and for, Lord, for the life you sacrificed on the cross to bring us life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sherry. And, you know, Sherry, I think of this, that when you hear, and one of the reasons why I really enjoy having directors of clinics come on is because every director like yourself has lots and lots of stories, mm-hmm. beautiful stories of how God moved in the lives of young women who sometimes often choose to keep their babies and sometimes choose to place their babies for adoption. Yet that's a tremendous area of spiritual warfare and struggle for so many. And I recall hearing of a young couple who, sadly, the young man, when the choice to place the child that he fathered with his girlfriend up for adoption, his perspective was, sadly, his thoughts were, my mother would never tolerate the idea of her grandchild being placed for adoption. So he felt like abortion was the better option. And what a sad conclusion to come to.
Yes.
To think killing the baby is better than the baby being placed for adoption. But it's so important for the church to understand adoption is a beautiful choice. And there's so many people that are longing to adopt children. So it's important to know that pregnancy clinics stand in a wonderful place to be used by God to help women choose the right thing, to choose life specifically, though. So, but do you have another testimony you'd like to share?
I do. It's actually about adoption.
Okay.
I know adoption has a bad stigmatism among those that are expecting babies, and they are thinking that they're just throwing their child away, but you're not. You're actually allowing another family to have opportunity to a gift that they've been praying for, that they've been longing for so long. We had a mother come in, and her situation was much different than the other one. She had been sexually abused and came about pregnant. It was not her first pregnancy. She had actually had abortion prior to that. But once she came to in with this one, she was very determined to have an abortion, and she actually spoke to one of our other counselors. It was actually the director at the time, and she came in and she worked with her for several months, and she was late in her pregnancy, so we had a very short time to actually get what she needed done. But we was able to contact an adoption attorney and was able to. She picked out the family that she wanted to have her baby. Mm-hmm. And it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. Our director at the time actually got to be with them whenever she gave birth. Mm-hmm. And so did the adoptive parents. It just sort of worked out. I don't know. It's a God thing, because I don't think anybody else could have planned it that way. Mm-hmm. Because she went into labor the day they landed the plane to come and see her. Mm-hmm. So they immediately went to the hospital, and everything just worked out like God wanted it to work out. But afterwards, they were from another state. So when they came over, they had to stay here for, I think, 2 months, if I remember right. So
the adoptive family.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we actually got to see them right before they left. Mm-hmm. And they were so kind and sweet to the birth mother. Mm-hmm. They all met at the CPC. And they loved on the birth mother. And the other children of the birth mother got to come and see the baby. And it was just a beautiful experience. And matter of fact, we got a letter, I think it was in December, about how God just worked all of that out, mm-hmm. and how amazing it was. And the fact that everything is going well, the baby is good, the baby has an older brother, that brother mm-hmm. loves that sweet little sister. And she is so thankful that she did choose adoption. They send her pictures all the time. Mm-hmm. So she gets to keep up with it.
Okay.
But it was a beautiful experience.
That's good. Our in-studio guests are Sherry Murphy and Pastor Jay Murphy and their daughter Abigail. And Sherry is the director of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi. We'll be right back. Choose life. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue to remind you that we're encouraging you to get involved with the campaign that here AFR is doing alongside Preborn, the national ministry that provides free ultrasound machines for pregnancy ministries. Keep in mind, again, when a woman sees her baby on an ultrasound machine, it can make the difference between choosing life and death in so many cases. So again, your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. A gift of $140 provides 5 free ultrasounds. Please prayerfully consider getting involved with this campaign. We have a ways to go. Our goal is to provide 4,500 free ultrasounds. So please get involved. The number to call is 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go online to donate at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. Again, our in-studio guests today are the Murphy family, and specifically the director of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi, is Sherry Murphy. And Sherry, you have another testimony or story that you can share with us?
I actually have several running around in my head, but I will share two little short ones.
Okay.
We have a lot of volunteers that come to our center, and they are so precious to us because they do such hard work and help us out in so many different ways. We have one that could never have children, and so she decided to come up and volunteer at our center, and she said, "I really don't know what I'm doing because I've never had a child, so I don't know about baby clothes and stuff like that, but I'll try." So she did. On day one, she was in there rocking a baby so that we could do a parenting class with a mom. And she said, "Oh, wow, I've got my favorite job here," volunteering at the CPC, because she got to be able to rock babies and everything. Mm. The other story I would like to tell is about one of our clients who came to us, and she had already had her children. She was actually the one that decided to place her child up for adoption, and she had a really bad history. So we went through abortion recovery with her, and we went through abuse recovery because she had all those things in her past. And that's the thing, they all come in with their own past. Mm-hmm. And we haven't maybe walked that walk, but we can walk with them in trying to recover from it.
That's right.
But when she came in, she had we had already presented the gospel to her like we do to every client, but it just seemed like it needed to be done again. She had not made any decision. Mm-hmm. So I presented it to her again, and she said, "You know, I don't have a Spanish Bible, and I think I would understand it better if I had a Spanish Bible." So we had one of our other workers whose husband could get a hold of a Spanish Bible and got her one. And I said, "Okay, go home and read these." And so we worked with her for about 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And on that third week, we presented the gospel again, and she accepted the Lord as her Savior.
Praise God.
And we've had several instances in that that someone has gotten saved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And while the stories can be hard that we have to listen to, and the stories of their life is hard, we're able to present Jesus to them. We're able to show them love and kindness where most people are not showing love and kindness to them.
Mm-hmm.
We have a program that we use to ask questions and things like that, sort of gauge where they are and how we can help them. And as we were doing that with one of our clients, it asked, you know, who do you have for support? Do you have a mom and dad that support you? Do you have, you know, grandparents that support you? You know, is the baby's daddy supporting you? These things like that. And she says, "I have no one." And she says, "I have y'all. That's it."
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we are the only ones there to present that love of Jesus to them. Because for whatever reason, the path that they're on, they're not getting presented that any other way.
The ministry itself basically functions as the hands and feet of Jesus.
Yes.
And you become her family.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we walk with several of them like that, are able to provide them with some diapers, wipes, and baby clothes, and maybe a crib and bassinet and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
All those things that would give them reason to go and get an abortion to try to cancel out that reason. Mm-hmm. For them to have that abortion.
Cher, would you take time now just to pray for the ministry of pregnancy clinics just throughout our culture, and for believers to become more supportive with their prayers and their finances in supporting them?
Sure. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord God, that you would be with all of those at the Crisis Pregnancy Centers, Lord. Just encourage the workers that are there, Lord. Strengthen them in your word, Lord, to be able to present the gospel to those that are coming the door. I pray, Lord Jesus, that the gospel is presented, Lord, that you would go ahead and prepare that heart that they might come to know you. And Lord Jesus, I pray, Lord, that as those that come that are in the community, Lord, that they would see us a little bit brighter than everywhere else, Lord, and they would want to come and help volunteer there, come and help minister to those that are in the community. I pray, Lord, that while a lot of times we can be a little judgmental, Lord, that we cast that judgment aside, Lord, and let you handle that. And, Lord, present love to those that are there. Present the hope that they need at that time of need, Lord. I pray, Lord, you would just cover all your CPCs with your special blessings, Lord, and just guard them with many angels, Lord, so that they're able to do the work that you would have them to do in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sherry. Pastor Murphy, you had something on your heart you wanted to share.
Well, as I mentioned a while ago during the break, as in the process of our song, we sing it and we believe in it, but it's been a while since I actually wrote it, and so I was sitting here listening to it as it was playing earlier, and just some things just jumped out. It kind of touched my heart, I'll be honest with you, but so much of the time, people make these sudden, fast, knee-jerk decisions because they've been caught off guard, and that's the whole point of a crisis pregnancy or an unplanned pregnancy. They find this out, and they feel like they're alone. They feel like there's no answers except this one, and the devil is so quick to present that. But in the song, it's mentioned that we're all rooting for you. Mm-hmm. And so by that, I'm talking about the crisis pregnancy centers, the other pro-life organizations.
And the people praying for them.
They
well.
Are praying, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And that's mentioned too. Mm-hmm. Brother, we in the pro-life community, people are not wanting to be preachy. They're not wanting to be judgmental. They are not wanting to be pushy. But we realize how important life is. Mm-hmm. And literally, when it is found out that someone is expecting and they didn't plan on it, they don't want it, it may interfere with their life, their career. There are so many people that are praying for them and rooting for them and rooting for the life of that baby. Mm-hmm. And it's all about hope. And if those people only knew really the sheer amount of support that is available to them out there, mm-hmm. through all these wonderful folks, I think it would make a huge difference if they knew that ahead of time.
Would you pray for the church to take more initiative to be that support, to become more vocal and to become more passionate, to learn about the needs more so, because again, it's just allowing the church to do what we've clearly been called to do. Would you pray for the church in that regard?
Absolutely. Precious Father God, we are in such great need, Lord, of your vision. Lord, you know each and every heart and soul, Lord, that has found themselves in a crisis, an unplanned pregnancy situation. And Lord, I pray that you would help us, the church, Lord, to those of us who know, those of us who have a heart for this, to share it and get more people in our churches to be engaged in this and to be prayer warriors for this, even to share financially where it's needed. God, this ministry is so broad, so vast. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us, Lord, to have your heart and your vision for it all. Lord, that we would make a mighty difference for you. And Lord, that we would change this culture. Lord, that we would, Lord, not sit idly back and allow these things to grow and proliferate. But Lord, that we would truly engage in the love of Jesus Christ and make a difference for you. In your Son's holy name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much again, Sherry, for coming and sharing about the great work of the CPC Pregnancy and Family Resource Center in Philadelphia, Mississippi. And thank you, Pastor Jay, for being with us. Thank you, Abigail, for coming as well. And you all keep up the great work. Obviously, God has called you as a family into some critically important work as it relates to the life issue. So please continue to let the Lord use you mightily to bless many, many people as you do what you've been called to do. And again, once again, to all of our listeners, if you haven't gotten involved with the Preborn campaign this week, that as AFR is partnering with Preborn, please do. Once again, your gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. $140 provides five free ultrasound sessions, reaching five women with the message of life. To get involved, call the number 1-877-616-2396. Again, that's 1-877-616-2396. Or you can go online to give at AFR.net. Again, that's AFR.net. And pray much for us that the Lord would help us to reach the goal of helping to reach at least 4,500 women with the message of life. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today, you know you've never made the eternally important decision of asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart as Lord and Savior. Today is a good day, a great day to be saved. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, simply pray this prayer with us now and commit your heart and life to Jesus Christ? Would you make that step simply by praying this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to follow you in prayer daily. Help me to live your word daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to be in touch with you. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We would like to be in touch. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and put down roots deep in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. And thank again, Sherry and Pastor Jay and Abigail for being with us, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.